G'day, I'm Eric Robinson, and this is the More with Jesus podcast. Day 23, People of the Eucharist. It would be almost impossible to overemphasize the centrality of the Eucharist to the life, prayer, and mission of the Catholic Church. The Eucharist is the central action of Catholic Christians and the core action of the Church. What we mean by this is, among other things, it is at the heart of our faith and gives meaning to every aspect of that faith. This is so because it is the sacramental participation in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. It makes us who we are. These realities are the defining realities of the Church. It is by entering into them and integrating them into one's life that the individual becomes Christian. The work of integrating a Eucharistic spirituality into our lives is the work of a lifetime. It can only be carried out through God's grace and through our willing participation. God invites us to experience the full effects of the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus in our lives. However, like all worthwhile experiences, it involves us in a process. We are called into transformation, a transformation that begins with the sacraments of initiation, baptism, Eucharist and confirmation, and culminates in the complete surrender of ourselves into the depths of the Blessed Trinity. In this, we are called to imitate the life and surrender of Jesus Christ Himself. He is the one we follow, and it is made possible for us to do this because of His saving life, death, and resurrection. These are the truths we contemplate and experience every time we attend the Eucharist together. It's one thing to talk about these things in theory, but it is another to think about them in the context of our real lives. Our contemporary situation has its own dominant understanding of spirituality and of the living of that spirituality. We live in an era where spirituality is privatized. Many think of their spirituality as being their personal preference. It's something that I keep to myself, and as long as it doesn't disturb other people, it doesn't really matter what it is. The Catholic understanding and experience of the Eucharist fly in the face of that. Many think of their spirituality as being their personal preference. It's something that I keep to myself, and as long as it does not disturb other people, it does not really matter what it is. The Catholic understanding and experience of the Eucharist fly in the face of that. Our spirituality, while personal to us, takes its meaning from the call God makes to each of us to become a member of the body of His Son. Take a moment to think about what is being said in today's reflection. Perhaps pray for a few moments. Simply say to God what is on your heart or mind.